Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Welcome to the Patreon show. It's the Air Buds podcast, and we're with Peter.
Here I am, man. I'm like the fucking smoke monster of the Patreon.
And Mike's here.
Hi, guys. You are the smoke monster in the Patreon, and that multiple people have decided you are their enemy and want to fight you.
And want you out, dude.
Yeah. You were the villain. You've become the villain of. Someone said the other day that tagging Peter in the Slack is like challenging God to a fight. He's abandoned us.
And all Peter did was have a beard.
And then I did say, who wants some? Let's go.
All right. Yeah. That's the first thing you said in like 4 months.
No, I'll come in there. Listen, my ratio is up in terms of talking in the Slack immensely.
That's all because of me screen grabbing people saying like, why isn't Peter ever in the Slack?
I gotta return on my notifications on my phone too.
Well, here's an interesting development that happened today. Shout out to our Patreon listeners who just had an enterprising attitude today, decided, hey, we're gonna all move to Discord.
Wait, shut up, really?
Yeah, I think shout out like David and Tanner and a bunch of other folks.
I woke up and it was like happening and I was like, all right, yeah. Tight, fuck it.
But I also love, I like went over to the Discord because I saw activity happening and someone was like, we are changing, Benner. We're mutating. We're becoming something you can't stop. What we are is a living, breathing organism and you can't tell us we have to stay in the Slack. We're on Discord now.
Honestly, that's great for us because we can now, I think, directly merge the Discord with our Patreon account.
Yeah.
Which we couldn't do before.
Honestly, it would be great. But yeah, but when they, you know, I got this threatening language about how the Patreon is mutating and I went and looked at what they're doing over there and they were just doing typing tests and comparing words per minute typed. I was like, oh, cool. You guys are real anarchists here. Fuck the man. Well, we're gonna, I got 88 watching, awards.
They watched. They watched Next, bro, and fucking lost their damn minds.
I love our Patreon subscribers so much.
Have you guys seen that show, Next?
Such a joy. Next, the
MTV show?
No, of course, obviously. It's What If John Flaherty was on the MTV show. No, so it's the old nigga from fucking Mad Men.
John Flaherty?
Slattery. I kept calling
Flattery. Slattery
and a bunch of fools I can't name. The only person I could really place is one dude who he's like the last serial killer in Criminal Minds, like season 15 of Criminal Minds. He's like this dude. He's like stealing niggas' faces. But anyway, it's like this whole like, you know, sci-fi dystopian AI.
They're on a bus.
Oh, Michael Mosley.
Yeah, it's like Age of Ultrons.
Silicon Valley pioneer Paul LeBlanc. Or is it Paul LeBlanc?
He's fine.
What does Joey spell his name? Is it Matthew LeBlanc or Matthew LeBlanc?
Maybe I've been in Cleveland for too long and the Midwest is coming out of me. Yeah,
LeBlanc.
Paul LeBlanc discovers that one of his own creations, a powerful AI called Next, might spell doom for humankind. So he tries to shutter the project, only to be kicked out of the company by his own brother, leaving him with nothing but mounting dread about the fate of the world. When a series of unsettling tech mishaps point to a potential worldwide crisis, LeBlanc joins forces with Special Agent Shay Salazar, whose strict moral code and sense of duty have earned her the respect of her team. Now, LeBlanc and Salazar are the only ones standing in the way of a potential global catastrophe, fighting an emergent superintelligence that, instead of launching missiles, will deploy the immense knowledge it has gleaned from the data to recruit allies, turn people against each other, and eliminate obstacles to its own survival and growth. First episode date, October 6th, 2020. Final episode date, December 22nd, 2020.
And well, that was my bad for sending us down this road.
Yeah, but that was a really long description. Why did this show come up? Jamel, you're watching it?
I was watching it, and then you were talking about people being freaky in the Discord. This show is fucked up, though. A lot of murders.
That's Fox's vibe. Fox's vibe is like, we're going to be CBS, but we're going to go as R-rated as possible. We're not even going to give you like the tongue-in-cheek.
Jennifer Love Hewitt takes her titties out on 911.
Wait, what?
No.
Takes them off her body.
Damn.
What?
Fun fact. I have been to a Pinkberry.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much.
I've been to a Pinkberry probably about four times in my life. My ex used to really like Pinkberry, so she would drag me occasionally to the Studio City Pinkberry, which we lived near. I'm serious, like four times I've been there. Three out of those four times, Jennifer Love Hewitt was there ordering Pinkberry.
That's fucking awesome. That's tight.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, daily regular at the Studio City Pinkberry, if any of our freaks in the Patreon are stalking her.
I mean, look, I'm a huge fan of later stage Jennifer Love Hewitt. She's got the Pinkberry body. Grew some butt cheeks back there in the latter years.
Did you say grew some, as in she grew some butt cheeks, or gruesome, like terrifying, disgusting butt cheeks?
It's for the reader to decide.
I like it either way, honestly. I like that Jennifer Love Hewitt starred in a show where she played a masseuse that gave handjobs, and that was the entire show. That was like the whole plot of the show, and it like ran for three seasons, and nobody talks about it.
What show was this? That's not Medium or The Ghost Whisperer.
It was on Lifetime, and it was definitely...
It's The Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah, it's Ghost Whisperer, yeah. Come for me. It was The Client List was the name of the show.
I was about to say The Blacklist, but that's not it.
She played a character named Riley Parks, a single mother living in a small Texas town and leading a shocking double life. But it's Lifetime, so they can't have her just be a full-on sex worker, like, doing full-service stuff. She's just giving hand jobs.
That's more degrading, I think, actually.
It is.
How do they film it?
I never watched the show. I'm only more just aware of the concept, but I imagine it is like Cinemax level softcore porn style, like jacking off. I don't know.
They put a GoPro cam. Somebody.
On the dick. Somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. On the page.
Guys, this is a podcast about basketball.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.